Welcome, everybody, to August 2020. This month is all going to be about sourcing properties direct to seller. Now, look, guys, we are on a 3.0 version, like I told you a few episodes ago. This is going to be all about teaching now. This is a teaching platform. We're going to have awesome interviews. We're going to have great solo episodes. And we're really going to instruct and try to hold you by the hand to get you up that ladder of success. We're going to be doing that through the medium of podcasting, through my Instagram page at Brandon G. Thompson, as well as every month that we're doing our themes, I'm going to be teaching on that theme. So starting this month and months forward, every third Monday of the month, we will do a two-hour class that teaches you everything that you need to know about the subject at hand. This month, August 2020, we are going to teach you all about sourcing properties direct to seller. So on Monday, August 17th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. PST, you will learn all about sourcing properties through a two-hour class that I will teach you directly. And it's going to be through Zoom. If you don't mind, go ahead and pause this right now and go to reisociety.com/classes. It's only $100. I'm trying to help everybody in this coronavirus economy so that you don't have to break the bank. I just want to help you grow. Go and grow, go forth and prosper. And the only way I can do that is to teach you everything that I know, and you got to go do the work. So here's the thing. Sourcing properties is a lot of work. You want to own rental properties, long-term rentals, you got to find good deals. And a lot of inventory is not in the MLS anymore. Wholesalers all across America are scooping these up. Independent real estate investors are scooping these up, all prior to going on the market before real estate agents get them and get their names attached to them, put them in the MLS. So you, as a savvy real estate investor, need to learn how to acquire these properties. And that requires a lot of hard work, dedication, and skill. You need software. You need the right softwares. You need very intentional tactics. And we're going to teach all that to you. We're going to give you those softwares. I'm going to give that to you in my class. We're going to teach you different tactics through all these episodes, like I told you. So between the medium of podcasting, between the medium of online classes, and if you sign up for my text, we will teach you how to do a lot of this stuff behind the scenes in my text system. So that's all you need to learn. All you need to learn about sourcing properties. You don't have to go to any other sources, none of the bigger pockets, none of the gurus. You just come right here to REI Society, and we're going to teach it all to you. By the way, that text number is 404-341-2897. Again, 404-341-2897. Go ahead and text the word sourcing to that number, and we will put you on a lot of texts for the month that will teach you all about sourcing properties direct to seller. So go ahead and pause this episode again. Text 404-341-2897 and text the word sourcing. All right, everybody, we're going to talk to you about our new sponsor for REI Society. It is PropStream, big data for real estate tailored for you. If you don't know what PropStream is, you need to get it immediately. PropStream provides unmatched access to detailed property records nationwide. They have more data, more features, and investor tools than any other service out there. Trust me, I know. Unlimited searches let you evaluate specific properties or search their database for over 160 million records, both on and off market, that meet your exact investment criteria. You get to target motivated sellers, find cash buyers, accurate comps, especially if you're not a realtor and you need to get accurate comps. And then you have much more with their precise filtering system. This software allows you to work smarter and not harder. PropStream has more data, more features, and investor tools than any other product or service on the market today. You can identify your investment criteria, search, evaluate, and target. That's crucial, guys. PropStream's built-in marketing features make it easy for you to reach your prospects through customized postcards, email campaigns, landing pages, and ringless voicemails. You want to know where you can find properties left and right? You can do it through PropStream. This is where we get our best deals. Go to trial.propstreampro.com/REI Society. This is going to get you a 7-day free trial that you get to play around with. And if you text me PropStream on my phone number, I will send you a live webinar that we did way back in the day that can tell you all about how to utilize this the correct way. So text 404-341-2897. Again, 404-341-2897. Text PropStream to this number, and I will send you a link to a video that teaches you how to utilize PropStream. So go ahead and subscribe today, trial.propstreampro.com/REI Society. Again, trial.propstreampro.com/REI Society. That's going to get you your 7-day free trial. Now look, I'm going to teach you all about this stuff. Go to my Instagram page at Brandon G. Thompson. You're going to see a lot of back-to-back posts all about sourcing properties. And then you'll see Insta stories that teach you all about different forms of real estate investing. You'll see a look into my day every day as well. Look, guys, I'm really excited about this month. This is the most crucial month in any real estate investor's toolbox. You have to learn how to get real estate deals, and you got to get them good. You just got to get freaking good deals. Now, here's the first tip. I am going to drop it right here, and then if you text me, I will give you even more tips. But you need a good deal, and you need to go off that 70% rule. A lot of you have heard of it, but for those of you that haven't, the 70% rule basically says that if you are to acquire a piece of property, you need to get it at a certain price. And the way it would make sense on paper, or hypothetically, I wouldn't say on paper, but hypothetically, you need to go off of a formula. So this formula, the 70% rule, basically runs just like this. Here's an example for you. Let's just say a home is worth $100,000 after repair value, ARV, and you can pick this property up for $50,000. Well, it needs $30,000 worth of work. You're going to be in it for $80,000. The ARV is $100,000. Multiply that $100,000 by 70%, the end value by 70%, and you'll quickly realize that your max offer is $70,000. So you paid too much. So let's start this all over again. The 70% rule example goes like this. You found a property direct to seller. You were starting to negotiate. This seller wants 70 grand, but you realize that the property needs $20,000 worth of work. And then after you do that work, the renovations, the property is only going to be worth $100,000. Well, you cannot offer 70 grand. So you need to start your negotiations to get it at the max price of $50,000. $50,000 plus $20,000 in renovations puts you at $70,000. That is 70% of $100,000. So you're probably going to want to start your negotiations around $35,000, and they're wanting 70. They are very unrealistic. They think they're sitting on a gold mine, but you need to show them that this property needs a new roof. This property needs some electrical, cosmetics. All of their stuff is worn down, and you need to explain to them why you are making this offer. And through successful negotiation tactics, you can overcome that. You can overcome that price point that they're asking and get it at a really good deal. And I've got a saying that if you are not embarrassed by your offer, then you offer too much. If you're not embarrassed by your offer, you offer too much. So throw a lowball offer. Let's just say a $30,000 offer. They're wanting $70,000. They might get upset, but it is what it is. Your max buy price is $50,000, and you're going to start at 30 grand. In that example, and you're going to work your way up to $50,000 max, and that's where you're going to walk away because you need to make money. And I'm going to explain this to you in a minute, why it has to be 70%. So I would successfully inch up back and forth negotiation $30,000 to $50,000 and then hold your guns at 50 grand. Now, they'll probably mimic you a little bit and you'll get a successful deal, and that price should be $50,000 in that example purposes. So why 70%? Well, hypothetical sale typically costs you 10% of the purchase price when you go to sell it. So $100,000 sales price, let's just say you completed a successful 70% rule purchase. You bought it for 50 grand. You put $20,000 in it. And that's going to, for example purposes, that's going to encapsulate the whole hard money finance and all that. We don't have to go into that right now. But for example purposes, $50,000 purchase price, with your financing all in, plus $20,000 in renovations, that's $70,000 max, and it's worth $100,000. You list it for $100,000, somebody gives you full price, now you have 3% closing cost. typically that a seller usually pays. I know different markets are different. Maybe that doesn't adhere to you in your market, but the typical thing for a seller to do is pay 3% closing cost when you're dealing with starter homes. And most likely you're going to start off with starter homes because let's face it, a lot of first-time home buyers need assistance and you're going to be paying that closing cost. Then on top of that, you have two agents. Both of them are going to get 3% each. So that's 3% to the buyer's agent, 3% to the seller's agent. Then you have your 3% closing costs. Well, guess what? That's 9%. And then you are going to have 1% contingency, which would most likely pay for your home inspection repairs. $100,000 home, you're probably going to have about $1,000 worth of home inspection repairs. And that is going to go right off the top of the sales price at the closing, $10,000 gone. You just made a 20% margin. You made $20,000 on that $100,000 flip. Now, you can do these numbers all across the board, $70% of $200,000, 70% of $300,000, $500,000, a million, whatever. You do the math. It's easy to calculate, especially if you have a calculator and you're really good at estimating cost. That's your first tip. Look forward to teaching you for the rest of the month. Go ahead and text me. Go ahead and sign up for August 17th classes. I cannot wait to teach you guys. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.